Radio Gdańsk, English News.
Good afternoon. It's Thursday, February 9th, and this is the Radio Gdańsk News, read by Elizabeth Peck. Ukrainian President Volodymyr Zelensky made a surprise visit to the UK yesterday, meeting with Prime Minister Rishi Sunak and other national leaders before making an address to both houses of the UK Parliament. During his speech, Zelensky appealed directly to UK lawmakers assembled at Westminster Hall to provide Ukraine with advanced fighter jets to help Ukraine defend itself. According to media outlets, his message was simple: combat aircraft for Ukraine, wings for freedom. After a series of historic meetings in the UK, Zelensky left for Paris yesterday evening to meet with French President Emmanuel Macron and German Chancellor Olaf Scholz. Zelensky is also expected to make an appearance at the EU summit today in Brussels. The death toll from the devastating earthquake that hit southeastern Turkey and northern Syria on Monday is now over 15,000, according to reports by authorities and emergency services in both countries. According to the latest figures, over 12,300 people have died and more than 62,000 have been injured by the quakes in Turkey. An additional 3,000 fatalities were also reported in Syria. Experts now estimate the chances of finding additional survivors under the rubble to be quite low. Search efforts being carried out by rescue teams from many countries, including Poland and Ukraine, continue to be hampered by the bitterly cold weather in the region. Polish-Belarusian journalist Andrzej Poczobut has been sentenced to 8 years in prison in Belarus for fomenting hatred and acting to the detriment of Belarus. Poczobut, a member of the Union of Poles in Belarus and a journalist for Gazeta Wyborcza, has been detained by the Belarusian government since his arrest in March of 2021. The sentence was passed down by the Grodno Circuit Court after a closed trial that began on January 16th. Only family members and Belarusian state media were granted entry into the courtroom. Poczobut's arrest and sentence have met with widespread condemnation by Polish officials and international human rights organizations. In a post yesterday on social media, Łukasz Jasina, spokesperson for the Polish Ministry of Foreign Affairs, condemned the unjust verdict issued by the court of an authoritarian state and welcomed a day when Andrzej Poczobut and Belarusian Poles will be able to live in a free Belarus. The Polish Sejm has given its final approval to a key judicial reform bill that can help Poland access billions in European Union funding withheld due to the ongoing dispute over the rule of law. The draft legislation was voted through last night in a 233-207 vote with 12 abstentions. MPs rejected all amendments enacted by the Senate last week. The planned judicial overhaul now heads to President Andrzej Duda to be signed into law. The new coach for Poland's national football team is set to visit Gdańsk to watch the Ekstraklasa match between Lechia Gdańsk and Łódź Widzew tomorrow. Fernando Santos was named the new head coach of the Polish national football team on January 24th and reportedly returned to Poland from his native Portugal last Tuesday. The 68-year-old was the head coach of the Greek national team from 2010 to 2014 and later the head coach for Portugal, whose team took home the 2016 European Championship title and the 2019 Nations League trophy during his tenure. Santos will make his coaching debut for the Polish national team on March 24th, when the White and Reds will face off against the Czech Republic in Prague for the European Championship qualifiers. The Ekstraklasa match between Lechia Gdańsk and Łódź Widzew is set for 8:30 Friday evening at PGE Arena in Gdańsk.
The weather.
Today will be partly cloudy and very cold, with very little chance of snow showers and winds coming in from the west. Temperatures will remain at or below freezing, with a high of 0 degrees centigrade or 32 degrees Fahrenheit, dropping to a low of negative 4 degrees centigrade or 25 degrees Fahrenheit overnight. Slightly warmer weather is expected tomorrow, with an increasing chance for rain or snow starting tomorrow evening. This has been the Radio Gdańsk News and Weather. Take care of yourself and stay safe. We'll be right back.